Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the Moscow Ballet. And we're going to explain all about that. That's not exactly the right title, but it gets you in the frame of mind. With us today is the Director of Public Relations, Sally Michael Keyes, is here. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you.
And what is exactly the title of what's going to be happening here?
We are presenting Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker.
Okay.
In Rhode Island.
Great Russian Nutcracker. So not just the Moscow Ballet, but Moscow Ballet's version thereof. Okay.
Yes.
And with Sally is Ashley Collette. Welcome, Ashley. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Ashley is the owner of the Massachusetts Dance Academy in Douglas, Massachusetts, and beautiful downtown Douglas, right?
We're actually located in Charlton, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Where our studio is.
Okay. So you're from Douglas.
I'm from Douglas,
all
yes.
Right. So we want people to visit you. We'll give your address later and they can knock
sure.
on your door. But so the studio is in Charlton, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to find out how that all ties together and why Sally and Ashley are here together. Since, Sally, you don't live anywhere near Douglas or Charlton, do you?
That is quite true, yes.
You're from upstate Massachusetts.
out west, way out west.
All right. Drake Barrington, I believe, right?
Yes.
All right. And as the Director of Public Relations, what do you do exactly for the company?
I work year-round for our November and December tour in the United States. The company tours to many cities. This year, we're touring to 115 cities in 2 months.
115 cities.
Yes.
So this is the same, basically, troupe of professional dancers that go to 115 cities,
more or less? Actually, at this point, we have three troupes.
Okay.
So they travel simultaneously.
East Coast,
Central, and West Coast.
So somebody might do 30 or 40 cities if they were...
Right.
Okay.
It's about 35 each, yeah.
All right. Well, that's amazing. Yeah. And this is a group that's been around for our company for about how long?
Well, we have been presenting the company in the United States for 24 years. This is our 24th year bringing them over. The first year we were in 8 cities, and we've grown every year since.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah. And why is Ashley here with you?
Ashley is the owner of our host ballet studio. Almost every city that we go into, we invite local dance students to audition and rehearse with our ballerinas, and then they perform with the professionals on stage, which is a very unusual opportunity for these children, and it's really fun for the community. It's a great way for us to get to know the community and to become involved.
Excellent. All right. We'll find out more about Ashley and her company in a moment. I want to tell you that the presentation is going to be at the Park Theater in Cranston, and that's going to be on December 5th and 6th. And so it's something you don't want to miss. The Nutcracker is always something that people are familiar with and can relate to, and a holiday tradition for many people. But before we go too much further, let's get in the mood and listen to a piece of music. What do you have for us first, Sally?
We have the opening of the party scene. This is a Christmas Eve party. Mayor Stahlbaum has invited all of the important officials in the town. They're going to be giving out presents, and Uncle Drosselmeyer is coming with his magic gifts.
Thank you.
now that we have some great music, we're all in the mood and we know what we're talking about. And back to you, Ashley, as the owner of a dance studio, what do you have to do with the professionals that come in? I mean, how does that work? Do you just kind of show up there one day with a bunch of people and say, we're going to mix ourselves in?
So what happens is back in the beginning of September, we had a ballerina come up to our studio and she auditioned our students. And within the next few days, they also learned all of the choreography with her. And we did videotapes of all of their dancing so that once she was gone, we could continue to practice the dancers and replicate what we had learned from the ballerina. And we've been continuing to have rehearsals on a weekly basis since they've been here.
Wow. So, and how many people are involved on your end of it?
We have roughly about 20 dancers cast in the Nutcracker. I think it's about 18 girls and 2 boys.
Oh, boy, that's great. The boys are involved. It's a great thing. And age group goes from what to what?
They range from 7 to 17.
7 to 17.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure with varying degrees of experience as far as dance is concerned, right?
Yes, some of the younger dancers, this will be their first experience ever doing something like the Nutcracker. And some of our older dancers, they've been experienced doing other performances and competitions and events like that on stage.
Excellent. All right, Sally, back to you and the story and what's going on with the Nutcracker. We're going to kind of review this musically with your expertise in the background of what's coming up next.
The party scene really sets the story of the Nutcracker. It's Christmas Eve. All the families are gathering. It's a beautiful, happy, fun time. And in our production this year, we have new sets for the party scene created by Carl Sprague, who produced scenery for the Royal Tannenbaums and Hotel Budapest. And he's created a historically accurate home of a governor or mayor from about the 1870s. The set looks like it's three-dimensional. It has the winding staircase, and it has a chandelier in the ceiling, and it has a Dove of Peace on the ceiling, painted on the ceiling, which foreshadows Act Two. It's a very fun scene where families dance, presents are given out, and it's a great beginning of the story, and then we get in more in-depth later.
Thank you. Great music that's familiar to just about everyone. Sally, we have time to fit in one more before we take our first commercial break. What do you have for us next?
We have the Waltz of the Snow Forest, which is lovely, lovely music, very recognizable. And the scene is a large snow forest with the full company, 40 dancers on stage, and local children. Dance With Us children are snowflakes in this scene.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, listening to music from the very famous Nutcracker, and the fact that the Moscow Ballet is going to be doing it at the Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island, on Park Avenue. And the Park Theater is a great place to see a performance like this, very comfortable in the seats. It's going to be December 5th and 6th. December 5th at what time, Sally?
7 p.m. each night.
7 p.m. both nights. Okay, so the 5th and 6th, 7 o'clock at the Park Theater. If you haven't been to the Park Theater before, you should check it out. Very comfortable, a lot of room, free parking. Unlike the downtown theaters, you don't have to worry about that. There's free parking there. There's a nice beverage place in the lobby, shall we say. And then the seats are comfortable, and it's not a bad seat in the house. It's a great place to watch and listen to something like this. And if you'd like to get tickets, they can do that by going on the Park Theater website, correct?
I am not certain of that, but I am certain if they go to nutcracker.com.
Okay.
And find Providence. There's a section for your city. You find Providence, and then you'll find all the instructions, and you can get tickets.
All right. So nutcracker.com.
Yes.
All right. Sounds like you probably had that website for a while.
We did.
Okay.
wise producer.
Speaking of websites, we were talking earlier with Ashley, who is the owner of the Massachusetts Dance Academy. And Ashley, do you have a website where people can get information about you?
We do have a website. Our website is madanceacademy.com.
madanceacademy.com. Great. That's a great address. Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that too, probably?
We do also have a Facebook and a Twitter account.
Okay. All right. So check it out. Massachusetts Dance Academy. Ashley is here, and she is going to be the one in charge of providing the young people involved in the performance. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But Sally, back to you. And if people are interested in tickets, are they $500 each, or are they less than that?
We span everyone's desire. Our tickets start at about $28 or $30, and you can go all the way up to a platinum ticket, which gives you backstage meet and greet with the dancers, and I think that's $150. It's something like that.
Okay.
But and then there's
they
the range
find
in between.
It on the website.
Yes.
Right? They
can.
But the point is that it sounds like it's a great deal if you're starting at ticket prices like that. So something you want to bring your family to, and that would be great to have a full house and welcome the company to Rhode Island. This is going to be the only Rhode Island event, right?
Yes.
For
yes.
the company.
This year, anyway.
All right. Let's get back to the music and bring us along the trail as to where are we in the performance at this point.
We are opening the Arabian, or sometimes known as the Cafe Variation. This music is engenders ideas and thoughts of North Africa. It's very, very moody, and the dancers that we have performing are Sergei Chumakov and Elena Petrichenko. They have been with the company since its first tour in the United States in 1993. At that time, he was Nutcracker Prince and she was Masha. Now they are these most amazing dancers who do the most beautiful, I don't want to use the word contortion, but I'm going to use it anyway. They
a layman's term, not a dance term, right?
Yeah. But it's beautiful. It's not
right.
Odd. It's beautiful dancing. Very often, that's the favorite piece of everyone through the whole show.
All right, let's listen to that. Thank you. another very, very familiar piece of music to most people, I'm sure. Ashley, getting young people involved in dance. You know, there was a time period when I was a kid that was the thing to do. Everybody was involved in dance, but that was more than 5 years ago, maybe more than 50 years ago. But as far as kids today, how do you find it's the thing to do? Is it acceptable? Do you have a lot of people trying to get in, or how does that work?
We do find it very acceptable. We have lots of dancers, and I feel that the interest is peaking more and more, especially with dance on TV today.
Sure.
I feel that it's more accessible for them to see at a hand's touch without going to a performance.
I always thought that show is called So You Think You Can Dance, right?
Yes.
Should have kind of a Providence attitude to it. Hey, so you think you can dance, you know? But it doesn't. It's just really straight. But that helps people get interested in saying, oh, maybe I'd like to do that, right?
I think so, yes. And, you know, especially for the boys, I feel that they see so much more of it on TV now, and they're coming to the studio and wanting to do the same things they're seeing out there.
Yeah, I know dance studios. I have a friend of mine in Worcester that owns several dance studios, and she told me at one period in time they had no males. They had no boys at all. It was hard to do, and then all of a sudden it started to change a little bit. So maybe you're seeing some of that where you are too, right?
Yes, for sure.
And age groups, can older people decide they want to learn things and come to you, or is it just children?
Our studio currently just has classes for children. We do have adult exercise classes, but not dance classes.
Okay, that's all right. So that's the Massachusetts Dance Academy, and remember that you can go and find out more information about them. Let's now take you and put you into this performance that's coming up. How many people are involved? You said about 20, is that right? Do I remember?
Yeah, roughly about 20.
Okay, and this next piece of music has some of them in it, right?
Yes, yeah, so this next piece of music, the Russian Variation, we have two younger dancers as well as two older dancers who will be involved as part of the Dance With Us program, and there'll also be two professionals dancing on stage with them as well.
That's got to be a thrill for them, I'm sure. We will listen to that, then take another short break, and we'll be back with more. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Sally and Ashley and talking about the upcoming performance of The Nutcracker at the Park Theater in Cranston on December 5th and 6th at 7 o'clock. And Sally, if they want to get tickets, they can go to your website, which is real tough to remember.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Nutcracker.com.
Nutcracker.com. And you can get information about tickets. Just find Providence listed on there because they're doing it in lots of cities. What'd you say, 115?
115 this year, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of performances in just a short period of time. And Sally knows every single one of them by heart. So it's going to be at the Park Theater, a wonderful place to see something like this. And we've been listening to great music, and we've been talking to Ashley about her dance studio, which is involved with her students coming in to mix with the professionals, and that's going to be a real thrill for those young people. Sally, back to you, and let's get back to another piece of music before we go too much further, and what's happening now?
We are in Act 2. And in traditional nutcrackers, the Act 2 is called the Land of Sweets, and it's all about candy. Moscow Ballet decided in 1993, as an homage to Glasnost, that Act 2 would be called the Land of Peace and Harmony, and all of the different ethnic heritages are living together, all the different animals are living together in peace and harmony. So that's the opening of this act.
Actually, you mentioned earlier in the program that you had auditions for this, for the students that are involved in this, and if you have opportunities in the future, how can people find out about if this thing ever happens again so that they don't miss out?
If you go to the website nutcracker.com, they do list all of their audition cities online, and this is our first year being a host studio. We hope to continue to be a host studio again in the future, and those auditions would be open to any dancer who would like to audition for a part in the Great Russian Nutcracker.
Right, and they don't have to be in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, right? They can come from anywhere to audition for
Correct.
You.
Dancers can come from anywhere.
So in other words, they don't have to be members of your studio. You're just hosting the auditions.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so if there are other dance studios that are around that would like to send somebody over, you know, for a couple $1,000s, you let them in the door. And
we would love to have other dancers connect and become a part of the rehearsals and experience that our dancers have had a chance to be a part of this year. It's truly an experience that could be once in a lifetime for some dancers.
Excellent. All right, we'll look forward to that. All right, Sally, let's get back to where we are along the line here musically, and what are we listening to next? We're in the middle of Act 2 at this point, I would think.
Yes, we are going to go into Masha's Waltz. She's met her Nutcracker doll has become a Nutcracker prince. They are now in love, and they are doing a beautiful pas de deux together. And the music will give you that sense too.
Sally, as we get towards the end of the program here, we're getting towards the end of the performance also. I know that a lot of things happen in a production like this. There are all kinds of visual effects, and as well as the dancing, a lot of great sets and costuming and all kinds of things that go into it, as well as they're listening to the beautiful music that everyone is dancing to. There's going to be things like snowmen and sleigh rides, all kinds of things, right?
Yes, yes. There are... 10-foot-tall puppets that accompany the dancers in some of the variations, and they sort of wave back and forth, and the kids laugh. So it's very family-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Russian elements to the show. We have life-size nesting dolls, known as matryoshkas, that some of the magic dolls jump out of. We have the Moscow skyline in the opening of the show, just reminding you that you're in Moscow, you're in Russia. And we also have Father Christmas and Snow Maiden in their blue and white shimmering gowns. These are traditional Russian characters. Father Christmas is known as Dead Moroz in Russian, and the Snow Maiden is known as Snegurochka. And they're the ones who bring children gifts on Christmas morning.
So like our Santa Claus, who would be dressed in red, Father Christmas is dressed in blue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so all of these things and more.
Yes.
Much, much, much more, I'm sure, right?
A happy 2 hours.
A happy 2 hours. And is there an intermission in this program?
Yes, there's a 20-minute intermission. The full performance is 2 hours.
Okay, so the full time there in the theater, basically. All right, and the theater is, of course, the Park Theater in Cranston on Park Avenue. Very easy to get to, and free parking at the Park Theater. The performances, two of them, one on December 5th at 7 o'clock and one on December 6th, also at 7 o'clock. And ticket prices vary. You even can get real excited and buy a backstage pass to meet the meet and greet and so forth. All of that information is available on your website at
Nutcracker.com.
Nutcracker.com. Can't be any easier than that. And we encourage all of you to get out, not only to see the professionals in this presentation that are dancing all around the country, around our country to put this on, but also the students that are involved from the Massachusetts Dance Academy. Ashley's group will be there. Ashley, will you be there personally?
I will be there personally, yes. I will be working backstage to help the dancers from our area get on and off the stage and hear their musical cues.
I think it's going to be a pretty exciting thing for you, right, to be able to be involved with a production at this level?
It is, for sure. And I know our students are so excited as well. They're going to be wearing professional costumes and getting costumed, you know, getting to the theater and trying it on for the first time. And I know there's just so much excitement for all the dancers and as well as myself.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Ashley. It was great to have you here and hear about your Massachusetts Dance Academy. And I wish you all the best. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. And Sally, it was great to meet you and listen to you describe with great enthusiasm the Nutcracker and the company that will be putting it on. And thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for this opportunity. We're happy to be in Rhode Island.
It was great to have you here, and we'll go out with one more piece of music, just finishing off our Festival of the Nutcracker. And the rest of you, see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.